What if I told you that right now, someone is forming an opinion about you based on a quick Google search? Your potential customers are already making split-second judgments about your business before you've said a single word. In our hyper-connected world, your reputation exists whether you manage it or not. And if you don't shape your brand intentionally, others will do it for you, probably not the way you'd prefer. This isn't just theory. When Mark Cuban was asked on a podcast about essential reading for aspiring entrepreneurs, he named this book alongside classics like The Lean Startup. The reason? It addresses the dual challenge every modern entrepreneur faces: building both a business brand and a personal brand simultaneously. These aren't separate projects. They're intertwined forces that, when aligned, create unstoppable momentum in today's marketplace. In a world where 90% of startups fail, breakthrough branding isn't about having the biggest budget or the most revolutionary technology. It's about finding that small, focused idea you can own completely and building authentic connections that people can't stop talking about. Successful brands start with absurdly small, focused ideas that dominate narrow niches. Sarah Blakely didn't revolutionize fashion. She solved visible panty lines under white pants. That small idea became Spanx, a billion-dollar empire. Your brand idea should fit on a business card and be simple enough for a 10-year-old to understand. When Dietrich Mateschitz introduced Red Bull, he didn't compete with Coke and Pepsi. He created an entirely new category, the energy drink. By niching down, he owned a space no one else could touch. Today's success depends on soft power: your brand name, intellectual property, reputation, and networks more than traditional balance sheet assets. Oprah Winfrey transformed her journey from poverty into her empire's foundation, resonating with millions and supporting everything from her book club to own network. This is brand entrepreneurship: building a brand while being its visible ambassador. Chris Dawson of the Range retail chain embraces his Barrow Boy Made Good story, sharing how he went from struggling with literacy to business success. His authenticity creates a trust premium, a measurable advantage translating directly to customer loyalty and sales. Strategy forms the foundation of breakthrough branding. Positioning means attaching a clear idea to your business that no one else owns. You can own a specific attribute. Zappos evolved from largest selection to best customer service, backing it with free two-way shipping. You can target a specific audience so precisely that others aspire to join them. Apple's "I'm a Mac, you're a PC" campaign. You can be first in a category by creating something new, like Facebook with social networking, or carving out a subset, like Red Bull with energy drinks. There's also the Maverick strategy, positioning as the gutsy rebel defying convention. For every Microsoft, there's an Apple representing opposite values. When you claim leadership in your category, you tap into a halo effect where people assume you're better. Your ubiquity becomes proof of superiority. This is the alchemy of breakthrough branding: finding where your authentic strengths meet an unmet market need, then claiming that territory so completely that competitors can't invade it. Great brand names are distinctive, not descriptive. They're short, memorable, and evoke meaning without being literal. Think Nike or Google. In our digital age, they must also be internet-ownable. Sarah Blakely chose Spanx for its edginess and that satisfying "cut" sound research shows people love. Despite retailers initially being offended, women embraced the saucy brand. The ultimate achievement? Becoming a verb, like Google, Xerox, or Skype. Visual identity matters equally. First impressions form in under a second, and these rapid assessments prove surprisingly accurate and lasting. FedEx's logo embeds an arrow between the E and X, representing speed and precision. Twitter's bird naturally aligns with short message communication. Your logo must convey personality while remaining simple enough to work at any size. Timeless rather than trendy, suggesting rather than describing. Every visual element becomes a touchpoint where customers experience your brand's essence. In today's digital world, your brand exists online whether you control it or not. Pimping the brand? Getting others to endorse and share your content has become essential. Research shows people share content triggering strong emotions like awe or anger, not just practical information. We share what moves us to connect and experience that emotional high. Chinese e-retailer Van Cole created a breakthrough campaign featuring celebrities with evocative copy, ending with "I'm Van Cole," playing on the brand name's dual meaning of both the company and ordinary people. Consumers created their own versions, spreading it virally. T-Mobile's spoof video of the royal wedding featuring lookalikes dancing down the aisle attracted over 23 million YouTube views, with the brand revealed only at the end. Gary Vaynerchuk's unscripted, authentic video blog grew his father's wine business from $2 million to $50 million annually. The less sales-focused your content, the more effectively it connects emotionally and transforms viewers into passionate brand advocates. Entrepreneurial success demands more than following a plan. Markets shift, competitors emerge, and many founders get trapped micromanaging instead of scaling. Breakthrough brands find leverage where investments yield disproportionate returns. Andrew Mason demonstrated this with Groupon, pivoting from a social activism site when a two-for-one pizza deal attracted 24 people. Groupon addressed dual needs. Recession-weary consumers wanted deals, while small retailers needed affordable customer acquisition. Zhang Yung's Hai Lao revolutionized inexpensive dining through exceptional service, free amenities while waiting, servers managing only a few tables for personalized attention. The extraordinary experience generates viral stories money can't buy. Robin Cook's Intuit journey exemplifies required persistence. After investing $500,000 of personal savings when venture capital proved scarce and pivoting distribution strategies when initial approaches failed, he learned direct response techniques that finally generated profits. Today, Intuit dominates financial software with Quicken, QuickBooks, and TurboTax. The Valley of Death creates obstacles, but also opportunities to build tremendous brand value if you have the vision to see them and courage to push forward when others quit. The entrepreneurial journey never truly ends. You must continuously evolve your brand, anticipate market changes, develop new products, and counter competitive threats. Digital disruption may challenge your strategy, but mastering new tools only strengthens your capabilities. Your reputation already exists in digital spaces, in Google searches, social media conversations, review sites. The question isn't whether you have a brand, but whether you'll shape it intentionally or let others define it for you. Start small, stay focused, be authentic. Build both your business brand and personal brand so they amplify each other. Create soft power through authentic storytelling and genuine connections. In today's fragmented, hyper-connected marketplace, breakthrough brands aren't the ones shouting loudest. They're the ones people can't stop talking about. This is the alchemy of breakthrough branding, finding where your authentic strengths meet an unmet market need, then claiming that territory so completely that competitors can't easily invade it, all while building a legacy that extends far beyond quarterly earnings.